Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. As always, Sunday's card will feature a popular Pick 6 promotion. We'll either have a Pick 6 carryover or we'll add $10,000 into the Pick 6 pool. And don't forget about night racing's best bets. The Los Alamitos early and late Pick 4s. Our Pick 4 pools have been nearly $170,000 each. And coming up is the running of the Grade 1 Brad McKenzie Los Alamitos Winter Championship on Sunday, March 8th. Featuring the top quarter horses on the grounds. Plus, trials to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and Grade 2 El Primero are coming up. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Oaklawn, and more. For Weekend Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are here. Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-44 86455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's race book has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jers, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Boy, we got a lot of ground to cover on today's two-hour show. And you can catch us live on AM 830, the voice of Angels Baseball, and also the home of Angels Baseball, I should say. Also on the internet, live and archived at ThoroughbredLA.com. A lot of news to cover, not all of it good, and I want to start things off by just giving a big, big tip of the cap to a guy that I thought the world of. I considered him a good friend. He was a great horseman, John Sheriffs, passed totally unexpectedly at age 80 on Thursday. He had been down to Ocala to look at a bunch of two-year-olds with Lee Searing, who races a CRK stable, along with his wife, Susan. We're going to have Lee on in just a few minutes. His Baeza worked a half mile this morning in 48-4, currently with Peter Erton, but he's going to be going back east. They have not announced a trainer yet. But back to John, just a tremendous guy, a combat veteran in Vietnam, did many, many things in his life. He loved his horses. He treated them as individuals. He was as young an 80-year-old as I think you would ever see. Apparently, he started feeling bad on the way back on a private jet, came out to the track, Wednesday morning, and wasn't feeling well, went home early, and then didn't make the night at home. Exact cause of death has yet to be determined or certainly not made public at this time, but my sincere condolences to his wife, Dottie. They were a great team together, and just really want to salute John, and he'll forever be associated with the great Zenyatta. Suffered just one defeat in her 20-race career. That was her last race, the 2010 Breeders' Cup Classic. Anybody who ever saw her beat the boys in the 2009 Classic at Santa Anita
We'll never forget it. Trevor Dimmons, immortal call. This is unbelievable. And pardon me, indeed it was. I just want to, there were so many nice tributes about John written by a number of guys. Steve Anderson in the Daily Racing Form had a great obit. Kevin Modesty, all the SoCal News Group papers. Ray Pollack at the Pollack Report. John Sherva with the LA Times. John's going to be joining us, pardon me, in hour two. But I wanted to read a quote from Mike Smith from Ray Pollack's obit on John Sherifson. You know, Ray thought the world, obviously, of John, as so many of us did. Quoting Hall of Fame jockey Mike Smith, regular writer of Zenyatta, Mike said, I know no one else would have ever gotten the run out of Zenyatta like John did, because she needed all that time. I mean, there were big spaces between some of her races. Continuing the quote, it took him a while to figure her out, but once he did and started her running, then he kind of tailed off and continued. Pardon me, folks. He was that way with all of his horses. He loved each and every one of them and treated them all different. End quote, Mike Smith. And just a tip of the cap, a salute to John Sherifson, our deepest sympathies to Dottie. Also, excuse me, our deepest sympathies to trainer Mark Glatt. He lost his wife, Dina, this past Thursday morning, age 57. Just a terrible, terrible tragedy. And they have three kids, Ryan, who's a jockey agent, his brother Luke, and their daughter Madison. So to the entire Glatt family, our deepest sympathies, thoughts, prayers, condolences. Now, on the good news front, Forever Young, idol since winning the Breeders' Cup Classic November 1st at Del Mar, a sensational win in the Saudi Cup yesterday. Back-to-back wins in that $20 million race. And Bob Baffert's Nisos, you know, he took dead aim, but he was second best yesterday. Got beat right about a length in that Saudi World Cup run halfway around the world in Riyadh at a mile and 1/8. So Baffert victorious earlier on the card over there. He won the $2 million Riyadh Dirt Sprint with Imagination, and Flavion Pratt was aboard. So much great racing to cover. Let's go ahead and say hello to Jonathan Hardoon on behalf of the Rags and Cheats from Saratoga Springs. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you? A lot of bad news around Southern California, and I echo your sentiments. John Sherris was a terrific trainer. He was patient. You're not going to find a person that has a bad word to say about him. He always put the horses first. It was just amazing. And you're right, Mike. He was a young 80. I didn't realize he was that old. But he was just a gentleman. He always took time for people. It was really an amazing thing. It really was, and it's sad to see him go.
You know, and he did treat them all as individuals, and he would tell you he got his most enjoyment at the barn, spending time with the horses. He'd try and figure each one out. And, you know, a lot of people have tried doing that over the years. It ain't easy, as you know, John. But, man, he was good. 39 grade one wins for John Sherifs. Of course, Giacomo, the last to first big upset in the 2005 Kentucky Derby. And then what he did with Zenyatta. You know, I was limping around over there for many years as director of publicity. I went through two knee replacements, John, and kept working. And I think John took pity on me. He had me come over to his barn one day after the races. It was a weekday. He said, hey, I think I can help you. So he had some kind of contraption or whatever and had me lay back and stretch my legs. And he did help me. Not enough. I still had to have another replacement. But he was like that. You know, he would try and help people, try and help horses. I just can't say enough about the guy as a human being. I really can't.
You know what I find admirable about him is, listen, when you train a horse like Zenyatta, Mike, it's not an easy thing to do. The pressure on a trainer is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
He made this horse accessible to everybody. You
sure
go
did.
By the barn, there were always people there, and he always took time, you know, to make that horse accessible. A lot of people wouldn't do that and don't do that, but he deserves full credit for doing that, and he was nothing but a blessing for the game.
Oh, was he ever. You know, and her style of running – you know, John, it was just unreal. And that's what made Silky Sullivan, what he was. Right. He was nowhere near the racehorse Zenyatta proved to be. But, boy, that last to first style, that grabs people. It just does.
It makes you a fan favorite. Everybody waits for the move, and it's coming, and you know it's coming. And, you listen, she fired every time, so obviously he did something right by her, and just a terrific career.
I'll tell you just one quick anecdote on the track with me and John again. I'm at Churchill Downs with the best horse I'm ever going to own in my life, and I bred him, too, along with Nicky Hunt. A horse by the name of McCann's Mojave, a California bred by Memo. We're back at Churchill. We're running in the, at that time it was the grade two Churchill down, 7/8 of a mile. We end up running second to Spikestown. He went on to be the Eclipse champion sprinter. Anyway, we were shorthanded. Leonard Dorfman wasn't in town yet. It was the day before the Kentucky Oaks, Thursday. Excuse me. So the groom and I, we took her over to the paddock to school between races. Did that, uneventful, heading out, and he started to get stirred up, heading back over there to the barn area. Churchill, you go on the outside rail around the first turn, you cross the chute, and then you kind of make a right, and you get up into the stable area there past the gap. Excuse me. And got back to the barn, and the wind had kicked up. There was a storm coming in. And, man, he was getting a little bit on the muscle, a lot of it. And here I am, a total rube, and I'm at the end of the shank, John. And we get into the shed, and we were stabled with a guy named Steve Penrod, was just a wonderful guy, small trainer in Kentucky. Richard Mandela was on our side of the shed. So was Bo Greeley. He had Rock Hard 10 there at that time. On the other side was Steve Penrod and John Sheriffs. So now I'm going to walk him around a few times, obviously. Well, they had all their polos hanging up. They had, you know, morning training, and they're drying out. Well, the wind kicked up, and those polos are just whipping. John caught the situation. He came in. He grabbed all the polos, took them off, and then he took the shank. I was very, very glad to hand him off, put the lip chain on, got him settled down, but he saved my bacon that day. But that was John. That was nothing out of the ordinary.
Yep. Yeah, well, he said he avoided a catastrophe in the making.
Yeah, it could have been. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really.
I mean, you may not have run second. You may not have run at all.
No. And I may not have made it out of Louisville, Kentucky myself, you know. Hey, John, let's get to the racing. We're running long here. Forever Young yesterday. What a phenomenal horse. And these Japanese folks, boy, they have got him figured out.
They certainly do, and this horse is going to end up making like over $50 million by the time he's done, Mike. He won this race last year. He won it yesterday. Those were $20 million races. He won the Breeders' Cup, and he's nowhere near finished. They're not talking about retiring him, so that's certainly good for the game, and what a terrific ride. And listen, take nothing away from Nisos. No question about it. The one turn, mile and an eighth, certainly helps in Nisos. I'm not sure he wants to go that far, but being one turn, I think, helps him. But again, Forever Young got a terrific ride. He scraped paint all the way around, and that's really what made the difference.
Yep. Yeah. John, I mentioned Baffert winning. He runs Baffert second, you know, on the $20 million. But he won the $2 million, the Riyadh Dirt Sprint with Imagination. And I watched the race again this morning, and the English caller, he says, you know, I don't know, they're maybe a 16th of a mile from home or a little further. He says, Imagination hanging as he begins his run. Well, he went out to the end of that limb, and somebody sawed it off. I mean, he came and got him.
He hung. He hung across the wire first. That's all the hanging he did. So.
And by the way, the California bred in there, Giovanni Franco rode for Labrato Baracchio, Lovesick Blues. He gave a good account of himself from dead last. I mean, he ended up a respectable fifth. Nothing wrong with that.
No, and David Fox won a race also. So, you know, the Americans did okay to go there and win a couple of races and run in the money in some of those races. Those are the biggest races in the world. So good job, USA.
John, let's talk about the biggest three-year-old prep in the country yesterday. That was the Risen Star. At a mile and 1/8 down at Fairgrounds in New Orleans, a $500,000 up for grabs, and it was Paladin. I tell you what, I don't know what this guy's ever done wrong. I haven't seen it. Out in the middle of the track, he laid it down. They probably didn't want to have to run that hard yesterday, but he did. He got the job done under Tyler Gaffalione, picked up 50 points. He's got a total of 60 now for the Derby. he's in. I just thought it was a tremendous effort.
Well, remember, Mike, it was only his third career start. So
think of that.
He's got nothing. Yeah, so he's got nothing but upside to him. And Chad Brown did the same thing. He shipped Sierra Leone there a couple of years ago and won the same race in Louisiana. He took that route to the Derby, and I guess Brown's doing the same thing with this horse. He has another good three-year-old. His name slips me at this point, but I'm assuming he's keeping one of them in Florida and the other one, you know, in the Midwest somewhere.
Yeah. Now, for those of us relegated to FanDuel TV, John, there's another part of the story of the Risen Star, and that is we actually had a very good graded stake at Santa Anita, the Grade 2 San Marcos, older horses, mile and a quarter on the grass. And for some reason, I think it was because they were running behind there at Fairgrounds with the Risen Star. But listen, that's the biggest Derby prep in the country yesterday. You got to adjust to that. Instead of that, they sent him to the gate. They load in as they're at about the half-mile pole in the Risen Star. I couldn't believe it. I talked to several key people at Santa Anita last night. Nobody could believe it. We can't be doing that type of thing. I'm sure the stewards would say, well, look, we have a deal where they can only be on the track and post-parade so long. I get it. But in a case like that, to me, you got to make an exception. You can't run both those races at the same time.
It was a total embarrassment, Mike. I mean, here you have, you know, two racetracks, two big racetracks going, two big races going, and they have to run on top of each other?
No.
They should be embarrassed. Head should roll. Whoever made that decision to make them go on top of each other really should be fired. I mean, that's just horrible. It's bad for business, it's bad for the players, and it's certainly bad for the game.
Well, it's bad for Santa Anita, I'll tell you that, because, you know, we all know we're dealing with short fields, but you had a good betting race there. It's a mile and a quarter on turf. You just can't do that. I'll leave it at that, John. It was disappointing, you know?
I agree, Mike. I agree 100%. Then there was another problem yesterday. There was a foul in the fifth race. Nobody even claims a foul. Whatever.
Yeah, well, you know what? I checked. I got the form chart, and then I looked at the head-on. The pan shot looked really bad. The winner, really came out. How would you describe the way that horse came out crossing the dirt, John?
He came out three or four pairs. He smashed into the eight. There's not even So if you think he shouldn't come down, and even if you think it wasn't such an egregious foul, just for the public, show them you're doing your job.
Yeah.
Claim a foul. You could look at it. For God's sake, everybody, even on TVG, they were going to a commercial and they said, we'll be back, but this race is far from official.
Yeah, Christina Blacker said, we're going to break. The inquiry sign's not up yet. Well, they never put it up. So I went over to RTN and the Sanity to Simulcast feed, and they put the official up right away. Now, you said they slammed. The pan looked like it, but, John, they didn't. If you look at the head-on closely, the winner, Bro-Bro, the favorite was Bro-Bro. The winner was the 7, Stylishly Acclaimed, who was on the lead gate to wire. He did duck out maybe two, maybe three lanes, but the other horse just reacted to him, but there was no contact apparently. One, it was disappointing that we didn't get to see the drone shot, but I guess we would have only seen that had there been an inquiry. To me, when it looks like that on the pan, you got to put the sign up and explain to people why you're not making a change. After looking at everything, I don't think the horse should have come down, John, but there really should have been a flag on the play and an explanation.
That's the question is not whether he should have come down or not. The question is that it looked like it to the public, everybody watching the races, and these are people that know what they're looking at. They thought there was a foul. Fine, they're going to go and investigate and see there was no foul, but at least do the right thing. Make it look like you're working. For God's sake, it's not that big a deal. Drop the flag, take 2 minutes, and explain it to the public.
I agree with you, John. Now, back to the Fairgrounds real quick. This is the last recap we'll do. The Mineshaft, heck of a win by Hit Show. Kept to his task, got it done under Florent Grou. I got to believe they're going back to Dubai to defend their title there in the Dubai World Cup.
They were, and that's the way that horse wins. He doesn't win by a lot. He wins by a head and a nose and a neck. And good for Florent Giroux because he lost a lot of business with Brad Cox.
Is he back in, John? Is he back in now, do you think?
Not first call, I don't think. You know, yeah. Ortiz was away and Pat was away. So, yeah. You know, he's going to get to ride whatever. But riding third call for Cox is not the worst thing in the world.
Not the worst thing, yeah. All right, now let's get to it. We need your first radio selection. I got to get to a very patient Lee Searing right now. But who do you like for radio hour one?
Eighth race at Aqueduct, a mile on the main track. I love the number five horse in here, Moon Gate. A four-year-old filly was claimed out of her last start by trainer Linda Rice. Kendra Carmouche rides 4-1 on the morning line. Number five, Moon Gate, wins today's eighth race out at Aqueduct.
Okay, Moon Gate, number five, race eight at the Big A. It's cold, but they're running. By the way, Santa Anita has canceled for tomorrow, John. That text yes. went out to the horsemen and women. We want to be sure to say that. Speaking of that, I want to say this. I watched all day long yesterday, Oaklawn Park, raining, sloppy. It reminded me of years back. It was so much fun, and you had horsemen and women competing under adverse conditions. It was great racing, John.
And guess what, Mike? They don't add any chemicals or anything. So it's just natural, sloppy racetrack. And that's the way it's always meant to be. But certain jurisdictions don't abide by
Thank
those
you.
Rules.
JONHARDOON.com. What's there, John?
Three best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Oaklawn, Gulfstream, Aqueduct, and Santa Anita selections. Mandatory pick six payout at Gulfstream in their pick six. It's going to hit $2 or $3 million.
Okay, terrific. Thanks so much, John. Appreciate it.
All right, Mike. Catch you in the second hour.
All right. As advertised now, we're joined by a very prominent thoroughbred owner here in California and nationwide, Lee Searing. He and his wife, Susan, race his CRK stable. Hey, Lee, good morning. Thanks for being patient. Sorry I ran long there. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. I'm just fine. I just got back from Santa Anita watching Bieza get his four furlongs in and onward and forward.
Understand so. He worked 48-4, and obviously he had been with John Sheriff's, your good friend. Pete Erton is overseeing him now, but he's going to be heading east pretty soon, but how'd you feel about the way he did that half mile?
Oh no, he did it really easy. We didn't want to miss too much time. We didn't want to miss a whole week of works, and you know we're going to make a decision here shortly. On where he is going to go. Because all these big races are mostly back east, other than the Pacific Classic, probably. He belongs. And my partners agree. You know that's where
good.
You know the horse should be.
I was so glad to see that you made sure to allow. He's going back east, but it sure sounds like you're coming back to Del Mar to showcase him in the Pacific Classic. And what a great run you have with Baeza as a three-year-old. You know, third in the Derby, the Belmont, and you got your grade one in the Pennsylvania Derby. But your thoughts on coming back out here this summer for the Pacific Classic, Lee?
Well, you know, I'd do it if it was just for John. He loved that race. He loved running in that race. You know, it's a big race. It's one out here that you really shouldn't try to miss. And we're not going to try to miss it. We're going to try to be here.
Exactly. And if you can, Lee, I know it's still got to be pretty raw. I haven't made contact with Dottie yet, but I'm sure you have. Your thoughts on a guy that you had a lot of success with, and I know you had great respect for John Sheriffs.
You know, I haven't been surprised at all with all the wonderful things that were said that morning and that afternoon and ongoing, about John and who John is. I don't know that I could add anything because so many people were, you know, always listening to John, respected John, sat in his chairs back there when he always came back to the barn at 3 o'clock. They said some wonderful, wonderful things. And Dottie is headed down to San Diego. She has a home down there. And I think John's, going to be buried or services down there. But Dottie has been a horsewoman her whole life. I did say that those two did it together. It wasn't just John. John had his way of training, a wonderful way of training. Sometimes it's difficult, as you know, for an owner, because John had, you know, his way of doing it.
The patience of Job.
He wasn't going to vary from it.
Yeah, I mean, he did it his way, man. You know, well, it worked out well for you. His final graded stakes winner was your horse, Westwood, here in the San Pasqual on January 31st. I got to believe the Santa Anita handicap is next for him, huh?
He's doing absolutely great, and, you know, we'll look forward to that. You know, one thing about John, and people don't really know, you know, John was one of the most well-read, well-versed people, whether it was horse racing or whether it was history. And I just so appreciated listening to him. But he would take you back, whether it was 40, 50 years ago when racing was, you know, really the way you guys were just explaining about Oaklawn Park. You know, I just came from fairgrounds where I enjoyed really the heck out of myself because it reminded me of the old days. But John would remind you of all the wonderful things that horse racing was back then, different now, you know, but he was fun to talk to and he was fun to listen to.
And I'll tell you what, him and Mike Smith are a lot alike in that respect. Smith has tremendous reverence for those that have preceded him. You know, horses, trainers, jockeys. And I think so many of us, we live in the moment, Lee, and I think maybe younger people, they tend to be dismissive of those who came in front of us, and you shouldn't be. We got to learn from everything that's transpired and try to make things better as we move forward.
Well, I sure agree with that. I listen to you. You say the right things. There's a lot of people that say the right things, and a lot of people have said, like I said, so many wonderful things about a gentleman that was truly, truly going to be missed. He was a gentleman and a fine, fine man.
Lee Searing, you've got what was John's only starter today and is now trained by Pete Erton. He's the trainer of record in today's second race, Silent Way. You're 6-5 with Hector Berrios. Boy, I sure wish you a ton of luck. I know you're heading home and then coming back, Lee. Want to wish you all the best with that. And my last question to you is this, and I promise, when do you intend to make an announcement on where exactly Baez is going to be going?
Probably by Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You know, it needs to be made, and the horse doesn't need to lose any time. Peter will do a really good job with him in the short term.
Right.
And we'll move forward with him, and hopefully this will be a great year for the horse.
And for you and your wife, Susan, as well. Lee Searing, thanks for your time. Thanks for your great contributions to this game and to this very embattled game here in California. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thanks, Mike.
All right, you bet. Lee Searing with us. We're going to step aside. Coming back strong. John Lindo's in Las Vegas. He might have some advice on maybe a sports player, too. I don't know. A whole lot of shows straight ahead. Trainer Jeff Mullins, top of the hour. He's got an incredible California bred in open company today, the Palos Verdes, Manor Rose. Stay with us. Keep up.
Angels Radio, AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Om and Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna at Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting a best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a...
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Let's get up to Las Vegas, Nevada, as advertised. Say hello to John Lindo, who you can catch along with Bob Ike here every Saturday morning with Thoroughbred LA from 9 to 10. John, good morning.
Good morning, Michael. How you doing?
Good. What's the sense of the town there? Is business picking up now as we angle toward March Madness?
Well, it's a little bit quiet just because of the NBA All-Star game this weekend, so that's kind of taking the NBA out of play. But you can bet Olympic hockey if you want, so you've got that going for you. And, you know, one of the big things out here, the South Point Hotel promotes that South Point 400 with the Daytona 500 today. They've got a viewing party on that, and you can bet on that as well.
I saw that from Steve Johnson, and he says rooms are available. Great time to get up there to the South Point, toll free, and he wanted me to be sure and note, no charge to park at the South Point, like in so many failing or very slow properties on the Las Vegas Strip, where they're charging for just about everything. No charge to park at the South Point, and there's no charge for a seat in the race or the sports book. Give Steve Johnson a call, folks, at 866-780-7223. Say hello to everybody when you get over there today, John.
I sure will, and I'm looking forward to getting over there and taking in the racing. And I heard that Santa Anita did cancel for tomorrow. That's not unexpected. So we'll just we'll ad lib, and there's still the things we can play.
Yeah, no question about it. And, John, you know, I wanted to mention today's Palos Verdes. This used to be a nationally prominent sprint. It was the opening day feature for many years. The Malibu was in January, and then Santa Anita shifted gears, I think, in the early 80s. But the Palos Verdes, won by some of the greatest sprinters we can recall, Imbros in 1954 with Johnny Longden up for Bill Moulter. He went on to be the sire of Native Diver. Charlie Whittingham, one of his first big horses, Porterhouse, won it in 1956 with Eddie Arcaro and the Langolan Farm, the aforementioned Native Diver. Back-to-back years, John, 64-5, one of the greatest horses of the 60s, Pretense, trained by Charlie Whittingham. Boy, he had Native Diver's number that winter, and Pretense was ridden in the Palos Verdes by that guy Shoemaker. Rising Market, Jungle Savage, California bred Messenger of Song. He was one of the best California breds of the 70s. He won it in 75. Ancient Title, probably the greatest California bred of the 70s. He won it in 1974. Point I'm making is, John, it's a shame it's no longer graded. It's a listed stake.
Yeah, I agree, Mike. And, you know, so many of those horses you mentioned, horses like Ancient Title, they used it as a starting point during the meet, and they would stretch out during the meet. They'd go the mile yep. and eighth, mile and a quarter. It was just a starting point for these. And you hear those horses that won, they weren't known for sprinting, but good horses can do anything. And it was a great way to get the meet started and see some of the marquee horses that they saw throughout the meet back in those days.
I want to mention the late Eddie Gregson. He won it in 1989 with Sonny Blossom, and Gary Stevens was up 107-1 the final time. Chinook Pass had held the 6-furlong record for quite a while. He won it in 82 when trained by Bud Clockstead. Laurie Anderson came into the picture later, but Lafitte was the regular rider, and we remember that horse doing a lot of good, including winning the Long Acres Mile.
And he was pure speed. He just dropped the reins and run as far as he could, as fast as he could.
Yeah.
That was an easy ride. Just get him out of the gate in one piece and hang on.
John, we like to promote California breds. I would encourage folks, go to ctba.com. Take a look at the very, very enticing incentive programs here in California. We had a California bred make up a lot of ground. He ran fifth in that $2 million sprint over in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia yesterday. Love Sig Blues. Liberato Baracchio, the trainer, and Giovanni Franco was up. I thought he gave a very good account of himself.
He ran really well. And, you know, he wasn't a disgrace in the Breeders' Cup sprint either. He had a lot of trouble in that race and split the field. And we saw on Friday, another cowbred at Oaklawn Park. We saw Majestic Oops win the American Beauty down there. And that's a $150,000 race. Mm-hmm. And with that win, Majestic Oops has 8 wins from 34 starts, earnings over $720,000. So they're not just winning in California; they're being major players around the country.
And John,
I guess internationally too. I guess
100%. Speaking of cowbreds, no greater supporter than our good friend Pete Perella, along with his wife Evelyn. They own Legacy Ranch. What a stallion roster they've got, John. Forbidden Kingdom, multiple graded stakes winner on all surfaces. Tamarando, Clubhouse Ride, and Forbidden Kingdom's first crop foals are hitting the ground now. It's just an absolutely tremendous facility, about 148 acres in Clemens, California, right on the border with Lodi. That's in proximity to Sacramento. It's easy to get to if you fly to Sacramento. It's about a 35-40 minute ride from the airport down there to Legacy. If you've got mares, if you want to find out more about the entire operation, let Legacy take it from conception to the starting gate. Give the office a call at 209-759-3315 for more on Legacy Ranch up there in Clements.
Great place you've been up there. You love the pastures. I love how everything's set up. That training track, when you get started, it's in terrific shape. You've got a top-notch trainer in Terry Knight to get your horses started out there. So everything is in place to give you your best chance to get to the races.
I've got one mare up there, and just a personal aside, I have an issue. Apparently, so far, she's still in a man-hating stage. So we got to get her coming. If I could give her a martini or something, I would.
Well, old John Sherris, he gave Zenyatta that Guinness Stout. Maybe you try a little bit of that dark beer.
Well, Ancient Title got a little VO every now and again. So there you have it. Anyway, John, where do you want to go for your radio selection today?
I'm going to go down to the ninth and final at Santa Anita. Number 8, Captain Coochie's, has won 4 straight, including 2 off the layoff. Working his way up the ladder. He's got speed, but he doesn't have to have the lead. I think he works out a good trip here from post number 8. He's 5-1 on the program. You get a sharp horse at the right price. Race number 9, number 8, Captain Coochie's at Santa Anita.
Right. And John, we should also note that they got a big day at Sunland Park in New Mexico today, and Juan Hernandez is over there. So that's definitely a signal worth following today.
Yeah. Pavlovian over there in the Sutherland Derby. Edwin Maldonado is out there to ride that horse. So, yeah, definitely. I think there's 5 or 6 stakes races there, but some California representation at Sutherland.
Hey, John, have a great day. Looking forward to catching you and Bob Ike and company next Saturday, 9 to 10, here on AM 830.
You got it.
Okay, appreciate it. Right now we'll get down Cotella and to Los Alamitos Racecourse. Say hello to Orlando Gutierrez. Hey, Orlando, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. First things first, 8 races. You get underway at 5:05 p.m. You're kicking $10,000 into that $2 traditional pick 6. And I want to say this, your fastest qualifier won last night's Los Alamitos Winter Derby.
Yeah, that's Duda Cartel for Paul Jones, Terry Thompson, Alexis Andrade. And I get the honor of presenting the trophy to the winner, and that's a winner circle that I'll remember for a very, very long time. Duda Cartel, named in honor of the trademark saying that Bernie Erickson, the father of Debbie Thompson, used to would say, he passed away in 2024. They named this horse after that saying, Duda, and what a performance he did in the Winter Derby, outlasting a Farrell stablemate to win the Winter Derby by a neck. In the winner's circle, you can imagine, Mike, all the tears that were being shed.
Yeah.
Debbie Thompson just had a hard time talking. All she could say was, this is for my dad. Terry Thompson said that what a victory, rejuvenating him to get back full-fledged into the industry. Yeah, he has bought some babies, breeding again, and all because this outstanding horse, Duda Cartel, just got the team just excited about racing again. Very, very special win, a huge winner circle there, and a great performance by Duda Cartel. If you remember in the trials, he came back from almost last to win the race, and Terry Thompson said that when he was watching that race, as soon as the horse broke, he just put his head down and said, gosh, we're out of it. And then he looked back up a few seconds later, and here's the horse rolling down to get the victory. So a special win, being in honor of a special man for the Thompson family, Mike.
I can't help it. You mentioned Duda. It reminded me of a guy I know you've never heard of, but he was an umpire in the Pacific Coast League when I first started, a guy named Bob Beban. You can Google him. He had great success as general manager of the Eugene Emeralds after he got out of the game as an umpire. And that was one of his pet phrases, like something didn't go wrong, you kicked a pitch or whatever, he'd say, doo-dah. In other words, it's done. You know, you got to let it go and move on. But a time-tested expression. Orlando, let's talk about tonight, and can we make some money?
Yeah, Mike, very interesting card tonight. Race number 3, number 1, alphabetical order, is our top distance horse right now. Just keeps on winning races. He's going to be 4-5. And like you mentioned, the start of our pick 6, we're kicking in $10,000. You can bet that will be around $60,000 total pool. It always is.
Okay.
The early pick 4 here at Los Alamitos last Sunday was a season high. close to $200,000. I'm going to go to race number two, Mike, and number five, Grazing Sun, with leading rider Edgar Payeras. This horse finished third last out. Showed some speed, but he was going against some really quick horses, Dial of Friend. And in the past, this horse has faced alphabetical order, has faced who's the, Where's the Loot, some of our top distance horses. Gets a little bit of a class relief here in race number two. I'll go with the five, Grayson Sun, a 3-1. Trainer is Sergio Morphine. And again, eight races on top, first post 5:05 p.m.
Okay, one last question. No live racing tomorrow due to an incoming storm. We're supposed to get a lot of rain at Santa Anita. What about the simulcast situation there at Los Al?
Always open, Mike.
Yeah.
9:30 a.m. our grandstand opens. I know we were going to open Burgars with the holiday racing coming up. I'll have to double check on that if Burgars will remain open. But it is open today at 10 a.m. Come and join us for an exciting Sunday of simulcasting and, of course, the live program. We'll have the update as far as Burgars is concerned, our website, losalamigos.com. But, again, all gates open at 9:30 a.m. For the simulcast action from around the country on Monday, and free parking as well, Mike.
Well, as Ed Burghardt would say, rah, rah. Thanks so much, Orlando.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day. We'll step aside one final time this hour. Coming back strong with Matthew DeSantis. Had a nice on-air winner last week. And don't forget, top trainer Jeff Mullins, top of the next hour. He'll be followed by John Sherva. And we'll get a good update on the way Baeza went this morning from Andy Harrington of National Turf. That's all. Straight ahead. Don't go away. Keep on turning.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. As always, Sunday's card will feature a popular Pick Six promotion. We'll either have a Pick Six carryover or we'll add $10,000 into the Pick Six pool. And don't forget about night racing's best bets. The Los Alamitos early and late Pick Fours. Our Pick Four pools have been nearly $170,000 each. And coming up is the running of the Grade One Brad McKenzie Los Alamitos Winter Championship on Sunday, March 8th. Featuring the top quarter horses on the grounds. Plus, trials to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and Grade 2 El Primero are coming up. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Oaklawn, and more. For weekend Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are here. Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Kimo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleKimo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Kimo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back, folks. Listen, if you're a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the Data Eel. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or horseracingsimple.com. Well, a guy who's been keeping it plenty simple of late, he came up with a $7.80 winner in a four-horse field last week, the Las Virgenes Stakes. Joins us right now, Matthew DeSantis, on behalf of Naira Betts. Hey, Matt, good morning. Congratulations. You looked at that race, and on the face of it, you say, it's unbettable short field. But you had the right reasons, and she won easy, meaning at $7.80 in last Sunday's Las Virgenes.
Yeah, just because it's a short field doesn't mean that it's not a good betting race. And I think that was one where you knew you had three pretty talented fillies, and I was always going to go for the best price out of those three. And I was just so impressed with her going back to her juvenile campaign. And when I saw her at Del Mar on the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies, I just thought, that's one that I'm keeping my eye on when she comes back at 3 years old.
And so you no doubt got involved in a parimutuel sense, huh?
Oh, absolutely. And then we cashed a little bit on the Seahawks, thanks to you. I wasn't even going to bet the Super Bowl. And then you asked me, I said, you know something, why not? Let's do it.
Well, I'll tell you what. I bet just a few dollars on the Patriots. I just convinced myself we got Vrabel, Mike McDaniels. I know they've had a soft schedule, but here they are. The franchise has got so many trophies and so on and so on. I mean, it was a terrible game. Let's face it. You loved it. But, boy, to try and watch that thing, that was a tough assignment.
That was a tough one. As an Eagles fan, it's just one of those things. But, at least I won a couple bucks.
All right, look into your crystal ball. What are the chances of the Patriots getting back there?
I don't think very good. I think it was a weak schedule, and I do think there's going to be a little bit of regression. There's always that stat of, you know, the teams that lose the Super Bowl coming back the following years often miss the playoffs entirely. I don't know if we go that far, but it's going to be tough to go back.
I can't disagree. Listen, we didn't script this out, but I wanted to get this mentioned, and he's a friend. Everybody in racing talking about it. Todd Shrupp, no longer at FanDuel. I don't know if you're familiar with Todd, but you're familiar with his work, I'm sure. It came quite unexpectedly to those of us on the outside looking in. But all of a sudden, there's no Todd Trapp. There was a brief statement from FanDuel. I just texted Todd real quick, like back and forth a little bit yesterday. I don't know what happened. I've had a lot of people contact me. I don't know what happened. What we do know is that after 28 years, he's no longer with the network.
Yeah, it's really sad. I do know Todd a little bit, and he and I have corresponded privately over the years. I have a huge amount of respect for him. And before I was anybody in this sport, he was always so kind to me and always so nice and encouraging. And he's going to be sorely missed.
Very knowledgeable guy, as are you. We've blown enough smoke. Now let's have some dollar bills, mate. Who do you like?
Absolutely. Well, let's go back to the Big A. We're racing at Aqueduct. And so let's go to the final race, race 8, 4:46 p.m. Eastern, 1:46 p.m. Pacific. I'm going to go to a Linda Ricehorse coming off the claim, the number 5, Moongate, at 4-1. Linda, over the last 5 years, first off the claim, running them back at this level on the dirt, is a 29% winner. I think this horse, they're stretching out from 6 furlongs to a mile. I think that actually makes perfect sense. This horse has good early speed. Kendrick Carmouche aboard. There's been a pretty wicked rail and speed bias at Aqueduct over the last few weeks. I think Kendrick is one of the jockeys who has adjusted to that the best. I expect him to put Moongate right up on the lead and go gate to wire.
Okay, give us the race number again and post time.
Absolutely. Race number 8, 4:46 p.m. Eastern, 1:46 p.m. Pacific.
Number 5, Moongate, Kendrick Carmouche aboard, 4-1 on the morning line. Matthew DeSantis, how do we get signed up for Naira Bets?
Absolutely. Go to NairaBets.com or download the Naira Bets app. Use the promo code BONUS200. You get up to a $200 deposit match bonus. And if you tune in to our live streams on Thursday night on Naira Bets YouTube, we have special promo offers for new customers there as well. So, listen, we got you covered every track across the country.
Matthew DeSantis, thank you so much. Have a great day. We'll talk soon.
You too. Thanks so much, Mike.
All right, we've blown right past top of the hour. I don't know how we did that, but we did. Going to step aside briefly, coming back with top trainer Jeff Mullins. Don't go away.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. As always, Sunday's card will feature a popular Pick 6 promotion. We'll either have a Pick 6 carryover or we'll add $10,000 into the Pick 6 pool. And don't forget about night racing's best bets. The Los Alamitos early and late Pick 4s. Our Pick 4 pools have been nearly $170,000 each. And coming up is the running of the Grade 1 Brad McKenzie Los Alamitos Winter Championship on Sunday, March 8th. Featuring the top quarter horses on the grounds. Plus, trials to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and Grade 2 El Primero are coming up. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Oaklawn, and more. For weekend Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are here. Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. That 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of Mare's Bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for broodmares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
To Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Thanks for being there. Really, really glad to have you. Right now, let's get up to Santa Anita and a busy guy, a good friend, top trainer, Jeff Mullins. Hey, Jeff, good morning.
Morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. I know it's always a little easier to roll out of bed and get out to the track when you got a horse like Man of Rose set to run in the afternoon. And I don't know how many people have had anything like Man of Rose. What an incredible horse this is. He's going for his fifth consecutive win in the Palos Verdes today. California bred in open company. The thing that just strikes me, Jeff, looking at the race, there's a ton of speed in here, and it looks like it's inside in posts U, 1, 2, and 3. Just your thoughts, X's and O's wise, on the Palos Verdes.
Well, he's going to have to get away from there in very good order today.
Yeah.
Obviously. Got a new rider today, too. That I would have felt a lot more comfortable with Edwin, but Edwin's talked to Jaramillo and told him all about the horse, so I think we'll be okay.
And Edwin Maldonado's at Sunland today. That's why he's not available.
Yeah.
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 Well, I got to ask you, Doug, have you ever been in a position to win five in a row with a horse like you are today with Man of Rose?
I don't know about five in a row. I mean,
right?
We got Queen Maxima, who's rattled off quite a few.
Yeah.
I don't think five in a row, but.
It's a tough assignment. I mean, that's my point, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's tough to win two in a row sometimes.
Yeah. And what went into getting Emicio Jaramillo, to me, what an incredible addition he's been to the jockeys colony here coming in from South Florida. Has he been around the horse at all? Has he looked at tape? What's up?
He's never been on the horse.
Yeah.
All he knows about the horse is what Edwin's told him, and he's a really good speed rider. So, as long as the horse does his job, I think we'll be okay.
Well, if he does his job, you kind of think shame on him. I mean, like you say, very important that he break. Jeff, I want to point out you're currently sixth in the trainer standings through 24 days. You haven't had that many starters. 10 wins. Doug O'Neill having a great meet on top with 18. Then a guy named Baffert at 14. Mark Glad, 13. Michael McCarthy, 13. George Papapadromo at 12. And then here you are at 10. Your thoughts on just the way things are going at this meet? We've already announced no racing tomorrow, but your thoughts through 24 days, Jeff?
Well, I think the main thing is, as any trainer knows, is just try not to enter out of line. I mean, I'll wait 2 months to run in the right spot rather than, you know, lead one over there knowing that I'm up against it. I always try and put my horses in a good position to win, and that's what the name of the game is, right?
Right, and obviously the game has changed greatly. I mean, it used to be if there was rain on the horizon, there was never a doubt we'd run. But, you know, in the interest of safety, it's the world in which we live. But that said, Jeff, I just want to get your reaction to something. It was put up on the Pollock Report on February 10th. It's a statement from an entity called the Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association. And they're not being confrontational, but they want some things modified to make this whole regulatory situation more workable. And I'll just read one paragraph. It says, we, the Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association, pardon me, it says, we recognize that since the enactment of the Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Act, that's HISA, serious concerns have persisted regarding its structure, expense, and practical impact on horsemen, veterinarians, and racetrack operations. These concerns are not theoretical. They are being experienced daily by the people who care for horses and keep this industry functioning. We hear those concerns, which is why we have chosen to engage with HISA for improvement rather than challenge its existence. The constitutionality of HISA will be decided ultimately by the federal courts. Next graph, they point out that both HISA and HIWU are funded entirely by industry participants. And Jeff, you, your owners, all of us, we're living it.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. I mean, there's, you know, we've got to get together on a lot of these things. Obviously, California is pretty fragile at this point. And we just don't want to regulate ourselves right out of business.
That's a good way to put it, Jeff. Hey, listen, in addition to Manor Rose, you've got a horse that's been to the gate 8 times, 2 seconds, 2/3. Hey, he's paying his way. Shapoval, this is a 4-year-old California-bred gelding by Vronsky. Tyler Bays rides back, race 5 today. You're 8-1 on the morning line. How does he come up to this race, Jeff?
Well, he's coming up to this race good. I think the maiden special weight level is just a touch over his head. I mean, his last race was for 50, and I ran him probably a couple works short just because I just couldn't pass that race up. And he's had a lot of troubled trips. That was probably his cleanest trip he's had, you know, in his most of his career.
That was 2 races back, I'll point out, November 7th at Del Mar, and you know, yeah. Had the lead and then ended up second, beat ahead. Then you came back in a Cowbred Maiden Special here at Santa Anita on January 15th, and he ran fourth.
Yeah, he got stopped in the far turn and, you know, kind of lost all chance. He's one of those horses you don't want to tap on the brakes. You want to have a clean trip without having any interruptions.
Right.
He seems to have a lot of those. And in the race at Del Mar for 50, he had a really clean trip, but I think he just came up a little bit short.
Well, we want to wish you all the best today. You get the right trip. What you're saying is he fits definitely with these horses. You'd probably rather be in for 50.
Cowbred 50, yes.
Yeah. Heavy on the cowbred. Jeff Mullins, man, we don't talk that often. Thanks so much for your time, and wish you all the best today with both horses, and really looking forward to Manor Rose in open company today, the $100,000 Palos Verdes, in search of his 5th consecutive win. Good luck, Jeff.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
You bet. Our next guest is advertised. John Sherva with the LA Times from, I think, roundabout Orlando, Florida. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike, and you got that right. I'm here in 70-degree weather in Orlando with no chance of – well, there's an overnight chance of rain, but we're not going to get what you guys are going to get over the night. So.
I wanted to get you on primarily your obituary on John Sheriffs was really good, and, you know, so many people have done, I think, really nice work talking about John, and you talked about some things that other people haven't. So I want to touch upon that, but first of all, here you are in sunny Florida, and you're covering the Winter Olympics, John?
Yes, I'm actually doing a daily newsletter on the Winter Olympics. We just have 3 writers and a photographer over there in Italy. And basically it means I just sit down and watch a lot of TV. And the good thing, though, the thing that makes it easy is I have access to all the internal stats and the info system that the Olympics uses. So I basically know about every athlete, every event, all that. So that makes it a lot easier.
Right. Budgets are top of mind everywhere. I can't help it, John. We've seen and hearing what's going on with the Washington Post. How are things bottom line wise looking at the LA Times?
Well, I really don't know the inner workings because I'm in Florida. But, you know, it's my understanding that we probably lost about $50 million last year or somewhere in that range, which is consistent with just the evolving media landscape. I mean, pretty much the print edition of the LA Times exists for, you know, our real estate, you know, hot properties, and our entertainment, which is the envelope. And, you know, those things are probably the strength of our remaining print product. But we've got a very robust web, you know, internet stuff.
Right.
I know everybody's not happy with the fact we've got the paywall up on it. But, journalism is not cheap. But I've not heard anything that would signal the impending demise of the Times Sports section. So we're just going to, you know, no harm, no foul right now. So.
Yeah. Well, I got to say, sitting here listening to you, a $50 million loss on an annual basis, that's just another day in horse racing. That's not that bad.
You're right. You got that right. I mean, one of the things is that people talk about media, and especially like the legacy media, is that maybe we should all be nonprofit. Well, guess what? We do a pretty good job of that on our own.
Yeah. without any mandates or regulation. Yeah, you're going in that direction. Well, let's get to it. I want to ask you about John Sheriff. Such an engaging guy, but he wasn't always so engaging, particularly after maybe he won a big stakes race. I mean, this guy had some Harry Houdini in him, and as a director of publicity for quite a while at Santa Anita, it could be very frustrating because you got so many people, they want something from John. Where'd he go? Oh, well, he's under here. He went back up the track, and you'd have to try and shag him down, but he was the most self-effacing guy that never sought, the spotlight, didn't beat his chest. Just your thoughts on the man covering him and conversing with him over the years.
Well, you know, I completely agree with you. I mean, you know, you like to see John win races, but if you're writing that race, you're thinking, oh, boy, this is going to win. Because pretty much you have to go out onto the track when he goes out and meets his horse.
Yeah.
Because otherwise he would just take a left and go down the tunnel, and he would never come to the – rarely would come to the winner's circle. You know, he'd always send Dottie out, his wife Dottie, to talk for him. But you have to chase him down, and you chased him more than anybody because
– I did, yeah.
But you know, the first time I met him was, I think, an interview set up by you, and I was at the track – and he basically said, well, come meet me by the bench by the Zenyatta statue. And I thought that was just so perfect.
Right.
And then he took me back to his barn, you know, to see some of his horses and stuff. This was when I was just like, you know, 2 months into the beat or something like that. I don't remember what story I was doing, but it was probably a Zenyatta retrospect or something. But he was always very kind, very thoughtful. You know, the rep on him was that he didn't run his horses as much as perhaps people would like him to, but because he was very cautious, you know. I mean,
yes,
it was rare that a sheriff's horse went down, and if that happened, you knew it wasn't because of a lack of attention or a lack of caring. And I was looking at some of the quotes and stuff from other people. I mean, even, you know, he had sort of a falling out with Victor Espinosa there toward the end, or maybe it wasn't John so much as the owners and Victor. And, sure enough, Victor just spoke great. Because, you know, when Victor was coming back from the accident, John gave him a lot of shots. And it's actually sort of Sadler, I believe, too. So it's a big loss. I mean, he loves one thing I had in the obit, he loves to talk about his days starting in the business, and you know, he was very proud of being a Marine, and was in Vietnam, and that was all part of a guy that really did not have a horse background, but came up to be one of the Giants, and I hope we can get him in the Hall of Fame.
I agree with you 100%, and you mentioned he definitely was a proud Marine, and if you talk to one, there's no such thing as a former Marine; they're a Marine. But like the greatest generation in front of him, John, you experienced it. He didn't want to go there. He didn't want to talk about that combat experience. He didn't want to go there.
No, he didn't. I think the last thing I asked him, which might have been, I don't remember, probably might have been a Derby or a Preakness. And, I said, okay, which is tougher, being in Vietnam or being a horse trainer? And all he did was just respond with a laugh. You know, he just never wanted to go there.
No.
He will be missed. And also, too, something that people need to realize is he used to pony his own horses. You know, the only time you'd see John Sheriff's in the morning during training, he was on a horse. It was on his horse, his pony. And he was leading his racers, you know, out to the track and things like that. So he was a horseman to the very end. And I guess I'm somewhat happy that I think he went very peacefully and, you know, it wasn't a long illness or anything like that. So,
such a shock, John, a man, the youngest looking 80 that you'll ever see. You know, if you didn't know, you'd think he was 65. He was fit. He used to love to get up the steps in the grandstand quickly, get the heart rate going and so on. It's still a shock. I was out there Friday morning, John, and really people were just kind of on their heels. That coupled with the fact Mark Glatt lost, his lovely wife, Dina. You know, it's just, it's tragic, and it underscores you got to try and make things count while we're here, because we're all just passing through, as somebody told me years ago.
Yep. No, you're right. We're all just, kind of a moment in time, and you need to make the best of it. And I think John did. You know, I mean, I'm so glad that, you know, he had the Zenyatta run and the long relationship with Jerry Moss.
And him and Dottie were a great team. They were, a great team, you know.
They were, you know, and she loved to talk, and John did not. So, you know. That
there you have it.
That makes it work out really well. But, I'm sure there'll be some races named for him and some other stuff. And but, again, I think there's nothing that you and I can do other than just bring it up. But, you know, this is a Hall of Famer, and let's put him there.
39 Grade 1 wins. I didn't really realize that, you know. His total wins, not that much, because he didn't run that often. And compared to some other guys, he didn't train for like 50 years or whatever. But 39 grade ones, John, that's saying a lot about his approach.
And he had the probably, I don't know if it's arguably or not, you know, the best mare that ever raced, you know, in Zenyatta. And again, the fact that he took her along in such a slow, deliberate way, and you know, credit to Jerry Moss, because he couldn't do it without Jerry's permission.
Yeah.
And that's why Zenyatta had such a long, wonderful career.
100%.
And it's because of John, you know.
Yeah.
And he was always, you know, very willing to, you know, share his horses with the public too. I mean,
yes, he was.
Zenyatta. But you know, if you were somebody new like I was, you know, he would take you back to the barn and show you this. Well, there's this horse, and let you pat him and the whole thing. He was also too. I think Flatter told me this. He's also a collector of old racetrack programs.
Yeah.
There's a collection there somewhere.
He was fascinated with the history of the game and of this country, you know, well-read guy. John, I want to touch upon one other thing you had in your obit, talking with John Sherva, the L.A. Times, and talking about a farm job that he got up in, I think it's Paradise, California, up north. He said, well, I worked there about 11 years, and one day in, guy says, you want to take my horse to the fairs? It just... That, to me, is a window into how laid back the guy was. About 11 years at a farm, and he just took it in stride.
Yeah, he wasn't, nakedly ambitious like some people in the world are. And he just, he was willing to bide his time. He was very patient, much as how he trained his horses. And, imagine if he'd have gotten in the game, 5 or 7 years earlier, that would have been even better and better for racing and for the horses that he cared for.
Yep. Hey, John, thanks. Always nice to catch up. And I would encourage folks to try and access your LA Times newsletter covering the Winter Olympics in Italy from Central Florida. John, always a pleasure.
Absolutely, Mike. Anytime.
Okay, take care. John Sherva with us. And now we get to Santa Anita. Say hello to Andy Harrington on behalf of National Turf. Hey, Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you doing?
Good. You know, I'm not big on milestones sometimes and birthdays and stuff, but I wanted to mention this morning a trivial note, but a note nonetheless. Yesterday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, would have been the 120th birthday of the legendary Johnny Longdon. So, yeah, wanted to give Johnny a shout out. You talk about a legendary figure. He was that, Andy.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. He's adorned on a lot of plaques around here.
Yeah. Well, listen, want to know about Baeza. We had Lee Searing on. He's the owner, along with his wife, Susan, CRK Stable, winner of the Grade 1 Pennsylvania Derby, second in last year's Kentucky Derby in Belmont. How'd he look going his first half mile today?
Terrific. He's only had 2 3/8 up until today's drill. They took the blinkers off. They've had the blinkers on for a little while, including his race in the Breeders' Cup Classic in November at Del Mar. And they've taken him off, and he looked really good. The gallop out was terrific. I think it looks like he's picked up some weight. I always thought he was a little immature mentally, and only till the end of the year did he really catch up physically with a lot of those horses he's running against. So I think that bodes well for his 4-year-old campaign. He looked much more robust, and I would guess that he has gained some weight. So I think it's a positive future for this horse as a 4-year-old.
Imagine if he can re-engage with the likes of Sovereignty and Journalism, maybe in the 2026 Breeders' Cup Classic. By the way, I talked to Michael McCarthy Friday morning. Did Journalism breeze this morning? I know he was getting real close.
I know. I saw him on Friday, or was it yesterday? He just came down the lane, ambled down maybe a quarter, maybe a 3/8. I'm not sure. I saw him. He looked good. I've seen him walk around for the last 10 days or 2 weeks, and I think they've got a good late spring or summer campaign mapped out for him, I would guess.
Well, listen, back to Baeza, word out right away that he was going to be transferred back east, but that's the end of the specificity. So I tried to pin Lee Searing down this morning as to when the announcement might be made on as to who was going to be training him back east, which is a big area. And Lee, Andy, you should know, he narrowed it down to Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. So we'll stay tuned.
Thanks a lot. Well, for whatever it's worth, Baeza, as is all these John Sheriff's horses, are working under a John Sheriff's towel, and then over the top of it is a Pete Ertin claw. So it sort of looks like it's – and they're using all of John Sheriff's exercise riders for all these ex-John Sheriffs. He's worked two or three today.
I figured they would,
Yeah. So Pete's there, but it looks like they're using a lot of John Sheriff's personnel to my eye.
Yeah, and Pete's going to have, I think, basically all of them except this horse. Lee has said he's going to be heading east, but plan is to bring him back for the Pacific Classic, so we'll certainly be looking forward to that. Andy, let's get to it. Who do you like for the listeners this morning?
Let's start with the first race right off the bat. The five horse in here is a horse from the Richard Mandela barn called the Agalev, who is getting Lasix and a newly gelded horse. Has a long series of drills. The last 2 months have been all one good drill after another. The horse always trained okay, but nothing like this as I remember it.
Really?
So I thought there's a lot of improvement. This one's two sprint grass races at Del Mar and San Anita were pretty solid. Just steps up a little bit off that. I think he'd be very difficult to handle in here. They lay him at 6-1, and we get Mr. DeMuro up, kind of what's become Richard Mandel's go-to guy, for the last 6 months or so. They've been a really good combo, so hopefully they will continue that winning ways today. So in the first race, go to number 5, Diaghilev.
And, I'm looking at the overnight, and next to Richard Mandela's name, it says FTG, not Mandela, the horse. First time gelding. So 6-1, hopefully we'll get it. First post at 12:30. Andy, talk about the website, nationalturf.com.
Sure, just go to nationalturf.com. Got a scouting report, basically, on all the horses that I've seen in the morning. Give grades and kind of give you a little bit of information that maybe you can't find it pages of the racing form.
Okay.
Nationalturf.com.
Exactly. Andy, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Good luck today.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, going to step aside real quick. But before we do, Chris Monreal, a quick word. I know you are a beginner, Chris. If you're a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the Data Eel. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or horseracingsimple.com. We'll hit this break, come out of it strong with a red-hot handicapper, Bruce Finkelstein, in Las Vegas. On behalf of betonbruce.com, don't go away.
Radio.
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Om and Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Listen, folks, never a good time for plumbing issues. If you think you're going to have them or you already have them, it's best to be proactive. I can tell you that. Give my good friends at Western Router a call. If you mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, they'll knock 10% off your total invoice. You can call Western Router 24/7 at 626-648-5499. Commercial, residential, they do it all. Family-owned for more than four decades by the father and son team of Larry and John Batala, along with Mike and Jenny Glenn. Go to their website. You'll see over 400 five-star reviews at westernrooter.com. Again, commercial, residential, on time, and under budget. Western Rooter, the best in the West. And one of the best in the West joins us right now, Bruce Finkelstein from Las Vegas, on behalf of betonbruce.com. Bruce, you were best yesterday. Nice job with John Lindo and Bob Ike. Alakine Summer at 11:20. Nice job.
Thank you very much. And DeMuro has been very good for me this season. Guy's been just a revelation.
Boy, good rider, isn't he? Good rider.
Yeah, I mean, Mike, you watched the ride on this horse. He rode this horse like he was a 3-5 shot. He was sitting chilly behind the speed. He just reacted very well to the pace. you know, he's getting better as time goes on. I'm very impressed.
Well, a lot of people are, and his business is really picking up. That was race six yesterday, by the way, an 11-20 Wind Mutual on a 9-2 shot that won off by five lengths. Hey, Bruce, your take maybe on a few things going on. Did you watch the $20 million race from Saudi?
Yes, I did. And what a remarkable racehorse. One of the all-time greats in one respect. What about the travel of this horse?
How do you do that?
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's insane. Mike, he should be done racing by now, but he's traveling internationally, right? Transcontinental trip after transcontinental trip. Boy, it doesn't faze him. He might be the best flyer of any horse I've ever seen.
Bruce, I would say this. Really, somebody ought to drill down on how they go about doing that, the Japanese folks, because this just unbelievable that he can ship like this and win at the highest levels. And I'll tell you what, he held off a good horse yesterday, Nisos, for $20 million there, going that one turn, mile and one-eighth. But I mean it. Their training regimen, it's different from what we do here. But I think, you know, we ought to go to school on what they're doing to keep their horses in top form, shipping like they are. It's amazing.
Yeah, I'm not even sure that any of the other Japanese are like this, though. He is a freak when it comes to that. And is the math correct here? Has he earned $30 million now, Mike?
I believe so.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it wasn't that long ago. If you earned $5 million or $4 million, that was a tremendous amount. But he's at $30 million, and he's still at the height of his career. He ran in the Derby a couple of years ago. He could have won the Derby. I mean, he's just a remarkable racehorse, and boy, does he have class coming down the lane. I mean, Nisos looked him in the eye, and he wasn't going by. No chance. That was huge. That was a great race.
It truly was, Bruce. It truly was. Well, listen, you always do two selections on air. Great job yesterday in the sixth race at Santa Anita. But that's turf history. Where do you want to go out of town today for your first selection?
So Gulfstream Park has the mandatory payout today in the Rainbow Six. I guess it's saying here that the pool could reach about $5 million. Let's take a look at that. I'm going to go to the opener. The sixth race is a $25,000 non-winners two lifetime race. What's curious, we're going 7/8, Mike. The inside three horses are favored. Wistucky, Bear Claw Necklace, and Shadow Coast. What they all have in common is they're all pretty much need the lead horses. They don't really have a whole lot of finish. I think they're going to cut out a pretty quick tempo. I'm going with another horse here, the six, Gallo de Fuego. This is a runner that in July at Saratoga broke his maiden for $50,000. If he runs back to that race, he can win. He sat chilly behind the leaders. He took over. He looked great the last 16th of a mile. Fast forward to his next race a few months later. He goes to Churchill Downs. He gets a different ride. Overzealous, over-aggressive. The pace was fast. He was, you know, he never got a breather. He was right there until inside the eighth pole and gave way. He's been gelded. He's been given some time off. He's got the perfect position to sit behind the speed. I think he's got the right running style. Look for a bounce back here. Race six. Number six, Gallo de Fuego at 6-1 on the morning line.
And post time for race six at Gulf, 2:57 Eastern. Come on out to Santa Anita. Nine races today, Bruce, and I'm sure you've heard no racing tomorrow, but let's make this one count.
Yeah, let's go to the fourth race. This is a starter allowance race. And you had Jeff Mullins on. I was curious. You didn't mention this horse, but I was curious about what he thinks about 406 Creed. Because I really like this guy a lot today. Now, take a look at the condition. This is kind of key. It's a starter allowance race for horses that have run for 12,000 or less. He won twice during the fall, Mike, at higher starter allowance levels. He won one for a 16,000 starter allowance. How about he won one for a 25,000 starter allowance? He was a little dull last time in that same level, 25,000 against the heavy favorite Comedy Town, but he's a much better horse than these. He also possesses an off-the-pace style. I think there's going to be a pretty quick tempo in here. I think he's just the old-fashioned class of the field dropping here against a weaker bunch. Fourth race, the one, 406 Creed, listed at 6-1 on the morning line. That seems a little ambitious. I don't know that we'll get that, but we'll get a bettable price.
Well, a lot of good reasons to get involved there, Bruce. You got my attention.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, when Mullins ran this horse, Mike, for 12,000 in August, I don't know, he didn't have this race in mind, but it made him eligible for an easier starter allowance race.
Right. Yeah.
Huh. Actually, he did not. Well,
Diodoro did. Robertino Diodoro. That was the day Jeff took him.
That made him eligible.
Yeah.
True.
So that works out well, especially.
Yeah, I mean, class-wise, he looks very tough.
Yeah. Well, post time for race four. Bruce says it's number one, 406 Creed, 2 o'clock Pacific. Talk about the website with Santa Anita off the menu tomorrow.
So today we'll do the Santa Anita full card with the last six races from Gulfstream with that mandatory payout at Gulfstream with audio. That's the combo platter. Also the best bets at Santa Anita. Tomorrow I'm going to do an audible. We'll cover the late races tomorrow from Oaklawn and Fairgrounds. Pick fives at both places.
Terrific. Hey, good luck. Let's make it two in a row on radio today with 406 Creed in race four, number one. Thanks, Bruce.
Take care, my friend.
All right, we'll close this segment out with top handicapper Bob Mazursky. You can catch his full graded handicap selections and Bob's own morning line in all the Southern California News Group papers every racing day. Hey, Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. First question for you. Do the Patriots make it back to the Super Bowl next year?
I would be very surprised, only because their schedule is going to be a lot harder next year than they had a last-place schedule this year. This year, next year, they're going to have a first-place schedule. So, no, I would be very, very surprised. And I think some of the better teams in the AFC could have bounce-back years, especially like Baltimore and even Cincinnati, Buffalo. I think they're all capable of outplaying them next year.
Right, right. Bob, before we get a selection, I heard you briefly with John and Bob yesterday talking about John Sheriffs, and I think your first experience with him pretty much dovetailed with mine. Mine was at Hollywood Park, and he was with Eddie Nahum. They had stood Bertrando as a stallion. Eddie was the owner, and they brought him back to the races. They actually won a stake, I think maybe at age five, but I'm not sure. And that was my first experience being around John. He was doing everything, but Eddie was trying to get his license, which he never did. But John was a pleasure to deal with back then.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, he had a horse called Manistique that won. I think that was for Marcia Nafee and maybe
his first Grade One winner.
I can't remember.
Santa Margarita.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, then as I mentioned on the show yesterday, I went out there the day after Giacomo won the Derby to, you know, to get a follow-up story on that, and he couldn't have been nicer. And just, you know, he just back at the barn like, you know, it was just another Sunday at the barn after winning the Derby the day before.
Yeah, really self-effacing guy, honestly.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, hey, Bob, let's get to it. Who do you like on the nine-race card today in Arcadia?
I'm going to go to the seventh race, take number two, take another card. She chased a Grand Slam Smile last time, who, of course, you know, the multiple stakes winner who would be heavily favored in this race. I think she gets him a little bit of class relief today, even though she's running against open company as opposed to just cowbreds. But I thought if she repeats her last race, she'll be very tough. Hopefully she can work out a trip from post two. Number two, take another card.
Bob, thanks so much. Have a great day. We'll talk next week.
Sounds good, Mike. Take care.
Okay, we'll take one final timeout. Coming back strong, heading to South Florida. I'm going to be checking in with Toby Callett. And then take two with Jonathan Hardoon from Saratoga Springs. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. As always, Sunday's card will feature a popular Pick Six promotion. We'll either have a Pick Six carryover or we'll add $10,000 into the Pick Six pool. And don't forget about night racing's best bets. The Los Alamitos early and late Pick Fours. Our Pick Four pools have been nearly $170,000 each. And coming up is the running of the Grade One Brad McKenzie Los Alamitos Winter Championship on Sunday, March 8th. Featuring the top quarter horses on the grounds. Plus, trials to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and Grade 2 El Primero are coming up. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Oaklawn, and more. For weekend Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are here. Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna at Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Thanks for being with us, and my sincere thanks inside here to Chris Monreal. He's getting ready for spring training, as are we all right now, inside here at the Big A. And right now, let's get down to South Florida and Toby Callen. I want to have Toby react to something. Toby, good morning. How are you?
Okay, you're doing it in the right tradition. You said about Chris Monreal doing it all. It's like leading right into my segment. You're another Muhammad Ali fan, huh?
Right. Hey, Toby, you're a guy with an opinion. You've been in South Florida for decades now, making a living, doing it, you know, hey, with what you have, and you're very good at what you do. I had Jeff Mullins on earlier, and I had him react to a part of a statement from an entity called the Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association. This was posted February 10th at the Pollock Report, and I neglected one sentence, but I want to get your reaction. This is part of what I read to Jeff. HISA and HIWU. Now, HISA is the Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Act. HIWU, I'd have to go to my dictionary, are funded entirely by industry participants. Here's what I neglected to mention. By the end of 2025, the thoroughbred industry will have paid more than $168 million in new regulatory assessments. And it continues on from there. In this statement, they're not taking a confrontational stance. They're just trying to maybe, you know, modify some of the restrictions and everything. And I'd like to see the books opened up. what are some of these folks knocking down a year? And it's, again, it's on everybody that's in this game. It's on our dime. But just your thoughts in general on it, Toby.
Well, as you've heard me for years, this is you know, the sport of kings. It's the blood of many of us. You know, it's been the propulsion, the impetus to do. You know, for me, I mean, it's helped me live a lot of my dreams. And that being said, we've stumbled over imaginary potholes and moguls for years, wasting money, wasting time, doing things ass backwards, and somehow still surviving.
Yeah.
You know, when HISA came into play, I was hopeful that it would encompass all of the game, including the people that are on this broadcast, as well as those listening. The horse player has yet to be thought of. You know, the overall game itself, you know, it's they're not getting their money's worth. I heard you with John Sherpa about, you know, losing $50 million is like a daily occurrence, you know, in the game. We're not getting our money's worth. We're not getting anything of what we should be getting. And it is a shame because somehow, some way, the game is so great. It's survived all of these hiccups, but I just don't know for how much longer.
Okay. I appreciate you reacting to that on the fly here, Toby. Let's get to it. Tell us what's going on at Gulfstream today. 11 races overall.
Okay. You heard about, you know, the carryovers and the must-gives and the force-outs, the pick-six. My orders from the Saturday headquarters are always the coast-to-coast pick-five.
Okay.
Those are legs A and E today. That's races 8 and 11 at Gulfstream. I think the winner in the 8th will be the one only in America, or the 3 Steves. And in the 11th race, I'm looking at the 5 Self-Loader, Safi Joseph dropping in for Tad, first time Lasix on. Main rivals would be the 3 Peppermint, the 4 Gandor, and the 7 On Naturel. That's 5, 3, 4, 7. It would be just like heaven to knock out the Rainbow 6 and or 2 of the legs in the coast-to-coast pick 5.
Toby Kellett, always a pleasure. Have a great day. We'll talk next week, sir.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, take 2 with Jonathan Hardoon from Saratoga Springs. John, good morning. What's up?
Nothing much. My good show, as always. I enjoyed it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I have as well. Now the tough part starts, the drive home. You know what I mean? But, John, talk about the weather. We should have concentrated on that a little bit more. In watching the feed from Aqueduct yesterday, you can see it's still plenty cold, but they don't have a lot of snow piled everywhere. It looks like things are finally getting back to something approaching normal.
Well, the last few days it was in the 40s, so that
yeah,
certainly
good.
Is fine. 40s you could deal with. It's a heat wave, but it's beach weather here. But, yeah, it definitely is getting warmer. Hopefully we're done with that brutal winter we went through.
Boy, that was a tough run. All right, let's come on out to Santa Anita. And, again, no racing tomorrow. 9 of them today. Where do you want to go?
Well, Bob Mazursky took my radio horse, so it's amazing how many times we end up on the same horse. So
amazing.
I'm going to pull an audible here, Mike, and we're going to look at the 5th race today. It's a mile on the turf, and I really like a price horse in here. Number 4, Benny's Puzzle, 20-1 on the morning line. That's a ridiculous price. This horse's figures on the grass. They're really competitive here. Ricky Gonzalez aboard to ride, and he does a good job. George Gutierrez is the trainer. I like number 4. Benny's Puzzle to upset and win today's 5th race out at Santa Anita.
Okay, and post time for race 5 today, 2:30 Pacific. And again, wow, 20-1 here. Ricky Gonzalez for George Gutierrez. John, talk about the website. And again, Santa Anita off the plate tomorrow, JONHARDWON.com. What's there and how much?
Well, today we have Oaklawn, Gulfstream, Aqueduct, and Santa Anita. Tomorrow we'll have both Fairgrounds in Oaklawn because Santa Anita did cancel, like you said. So $10, 3 best plays, $25, full card selections always available, 6 p.m. Eastern time the night before the races.
Okay, and if you had to hazard a guess, and that's all it is, I guess, where do you think Baez is going in terms of a barn back east somewhere?
Sherry DeVoe.
Yeah.
That's just what I think. I mean, that makes the most sense. They've been sending her a lot of horses.
Yeah. Her husband's David Engordo, Dottie Engordo,
exactly.
Sheriff's son.
It's in the family. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, if I was betting, that's what I would bet on.
A short price favorite, right?
Probably.
Yeah. No.
But again, there are no bad choices because they use good trainers, let's be honest. So.
Yeah, yeah.
They're kind of interchangeable, but no one is replacing John Sheriff, so that's for sure. And the patience he had with this horse, Baeza, Mike, he gave him every opportunity for peak performance, and he finally got it right, and unfortunately he's not here for him.
Well, knock wood, here's hoping that the connections reap the benefits as they move into his four-year-old year. John, thank you, man. Always a pleasure. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
All right, folks, thanks for being there. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Love being with y'all every Sunday from 8 to 10. We'll talk next week. Good luck today.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.